birthday.
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Don't worry at all, guys. Welcome to the podcast.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
No. Yeah, no, I think that's what I was going with.
Didn't know where I was going. Bob Marley song.
No, don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right.
Yeah, that song, Grace, singing along.
I don't think that's Don't Worry,
I don't know
be
that
happy.
Song. That's a different song.
I think I'm singing a different song.
Oh, is it?
Don't worry. Bobby McFerrin? I think it's Bobby McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrin? I thought it was Bob Marley.
No, it's not Bob Marley. People get that confused.
Yeah, right, okay.
Play the start of it, though.
You want to hear the start of it?
All yeah.
Right, hang on.
Don't worry. Just the start of it.
Da, da, da.
Yeah, no, so I'm singing a different song. I don't know what I'm singing.
Well, I'm singing this, but I always thought it was Bob Marley.
What were the lyrics you were singing?
Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. No, I don't think it is.
No, this one is Bob Marley, I believe.
Yeah, see?
Oh, okay. So
you're singing the Bobby McFerrin one.
It's called Three Little Birds.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Three Little Birds.
I think it might be three, spelt three, not three. Yes.
Three. Three Little Birds. There we go. Bob Marley. How about that, guys? Ready? Don't worry. And the Wailers.
Can you play the start of it?
Oh, you want the start of it?
No, yeah. This is...
You want the start of it?
Don't worry. Do you want to get to the part Jimmy was singing on?
Yeah, because I need to now
solve
this.
You want the actual start of it?
No, it's in the chorus. It was about to get to the part.
Oh, so we do want the chorus. We'll find the right bit.
Why didn't you say that, Grace?
I was trying. You never listened to me.
You didn't say it. All right, here we go. So I'm playing the bit that I have been playing that apparently was the wrong bit.
Well, you played the wrong song earlier.
Yeah, well.
Can you just play it?
I want to find the bit I was singing.
Okay. Don't worry about a thing. This bit, ready?
Every little thing's going to be.
Every little thing. Gonna be alright.
Don't you sing like you knew. You were saying a different song.
I knew. No, I was saying the same song, just by a different person.
No, they're different songs.
Are they completely different songs?
What do you mean?
Are they completely different songs? I thought they were the same song, different person.
No, one's called Three Little Birds.
Yeah, I just thought they were just called different things.
Wow. We've been listening to them. They clearly sound different.
Wow.
Listen to this.
Don't worry. Wow.
Ready? Be happy. The other one doesn't say be happy. Don't worry about a thing. They're different songs.
This is blowing my mind because I thought the song was a hybrid of both of these.
What?
I thought when I sing either one of these songs, I put in lyrics to the other one. Wow. There you go, guys. What's on the podcast?
None of that. Nath, the ACT, the Australian Capital Territory, their border ban with New South Wales has been extended until at least January 13. That's according to Chief Minister Andrew Barr. Mm. Yes, he has barred New South Wales. He said on Tuesday, the measure was designed to keep Greater Sydney residents out amid a coronavirus outbreak and would be reviewed on January 12. He said, it's not Canberra anymore, guys. It's Cantbara.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't be here.
Yeah.
He said the restriction was not a hard border closure. Police would not be on checkpoints 24 hours per day, but just be random. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. So you never know.
Yeah. But he did say he could understand the frustration of New South Wales residents as ACT is the place to be. So
he's doing jokes too.
Yeah, I've just gone on TripAdvisor to get the top five things to see and do in Canberra.
Yeah. Questacon.
Questacon, yes. Number four on the list.
Oh, number four's on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I just thought we could go through them.
Yeah.
And you can tell me, because he's just saying the good people of New South Wales are chomping at the bit to get to ACT to see these things.
So Questacon is number four, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I just straight away guess what number one is?
You certainly can.
What's the name of the road to get out of there?
Now, you know what? Is Yas in Canberra or is it outside of Canberra?
I think it's outside of Canberra.
It's near Goulburn.
Yeah.
Because every time I drive past, I go, Yas!
No, as a kid, I went there for a ski trip in, what's the ski fields place called?
Perisher.
I stood next to the McDonald's sign because it has the big M and then it has Yas.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like my ass. funniest thing in Australia as far as I'm concerned. That isn't... You want to guess? You want me to go through them? I reckon you could probably get them.
I could probably
top five.
Questacon. Is there the Space Museum there? Dinosaur Museum.
No, Dinosaur Museum.
Parliament House?
Parliament House is on there.
And Parliament House
Australian
is on
Parliament
there.
Parliament House
right
is on there.
Is the High Court? Is that on there?
No.
No. National Library?
Cockington Green?
Beg your pardon? You gotta go to my ass first. You can't! There are.
It's a little miniature garden.
No, no, it's not on there.
Right. Size doesn't matter, mate.
You're not going to get the first one because I wouldn't get it. National Gallery of Australia.
Oh, the gallery.
Oh, the AIS?
No, not on there. No. Think.
You've got to be an athlete to go there, right?
Think money.
Oh, the Mint.
The Mint is on there.
The Mint.
Which I've been to.
What's that like?
I bought a coin. You buy these special commemorative coins. Mm. I don't even know where they are. They'd be at home. My parents would probably have them.
I've got one of those coins that's worth like, it's a small one. It's worth $5.
It's like a dollar coin, but I think I paid like $20 for it or whatever because it's commemorative.
And what do you do with it?
Well, I don't know where it is. I think mum has it.
Right.
So we've got number one, National Gallery of Australia. Number two, Australian Parliament House, guys. Yeah. Parliament House.
Parliament House, of course.
Yeah. On everyone's list. Number three is the Mint. Number four is Questacon.
Yeah.
Number five is Lake Burley Griffin.
Oh, Lake Burley Griffin. Oh, yeah.
Floriade. That's only there once a year, though.
What?
You know, the flower festival.
Are you okay? What words?
I'm just saying, you're so winning out things in Canberra.
You're a big Canberra fan, eh?
I actually really like Canberra.
This guy was right. You just can't wait to get there.
This is Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nath on here.
And we will always be there for you, won't we, guys? Jim, we'll always be there for everybody.
Not after Friday because we've got to go back to Hobart and do our Hobart show.
Someone
messaged us yesterday and just said, hey, guys, what happens after Friday? How do I listen to you guys?
Oh, that's nice.
Which there's the podcast, Jimmy Nath podcast. You can stream us via the app because we do Hobart Breakfast with Tassie going back there. Is there anywhere else to listen? Am I missing something?
You could come to Hobart.
Come to Hobart.
Yeah, you could listen to it normally on your radio.
Beautiful.
Pending border restrictions.
Pending border restrictions, of course.
Oh, I mean, if you're in quarantine.
Oh, quarantine. Listen to us.
Yeah. You know, 2 weeks of us. Yeah, just get up in the morning.
There you go. We'll be there for you until 9 a.m. tomorrow. And then we won't.
Still other ways to get us, but yeah, we're not going to be doing breakfast.
Yeah,
so.
Just a few hoops. Anyway.
Yeah, it's all right. Cardi B has faced backlash from people who, for some reason, are angry at her for not letting her 2-year-old daughter, Culture, listen to her song, WAP.
I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring. Gobble me, swallow me, drip down the side of me.
If you're not across the song, it is quite an explicit song. Great song. Very explicit.
Yeah.
I was going to play the audio of what happened on Instagram Live, but it wasn't a clean version of the song. So I could not. Yes.
It's dangerous, isn't it?
So Cardi was lip syncing to the song on Instagram Live, but she abruptly stopped as soon as her young daughter walked into the room. Critics were fast to call Cardi out, slamming her decision to shield her own daughter from the song. Someone said, so your daughter can't listen to it, but everyone else's daughter can?
What?
Yeah, exactly. Cardi was quick to respond. She said, you need to stop with this already. I'm not JoJo Siwa. I don't make music for kids. I make music for adults. Parents are responsible for what their children listen to or see. I'm a very sexual person, but not around my child, just like every other parent should be.
Absolutely.
And you know what? She makes a very good point.
You can't get angry at her because your kid's been listening to the song. Stop your kid from listening to the song.
Exactly. Cardi can do it.
Cardi B's not giving out Discmans to all the kids
around.
I don't
think anyone's giving out Discmans.
No one's doing that, especially Cardi B. I don't know. It's the first
panicked
thing that I was thinking about to listen to something.
All right,
if you've got WAP on a CD and put it in your Discman, have a listen.
Your Walkman. You pop it in your cassette.
Cassette player. I wonder if Cardi B's been doing WAP on cassette.
No, probably not.
Probably not.
I can't imagine.
I don't think she's releasing a CD either, mate.
On vinyl.
Maybe vinyl's back.
Vinyl's cool.
Yeah, but I can't remember if I had a Discman.
Or a Walkman.
I love that's where your brain went, though. Yeah. Do you have a Discman?
I had a Discman, yeah. I used to love it. I had a Discman, and then I had a little case of CDs.
That's so cool.
That I would attach to my belt. You know what I mean? So I'd have the Discman, walk around and go, oh, that So Fresh has ended. Let's put a new one in. Oh, it's Avril Lavigne.
What?
Complicated.
Okay. I was thinking about this the other day. We all used to get the So Fresh CDs, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are your, like, top So Fresh artists? Like, who pops to the top of your head when you think So Fresh CD?
Oh, Kelly Clarkson. Westlife.
I go Shannon Old, Guy Sebastian, Delta Goodrum. I feel like they were all on the CDs.
Oh, early So Fresh. Yeah.
I'm awesome. A bit older than you guys, so.
Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff, yeah. She was also on there.
Huge.
Yeah.
I loved So Fresh.
Yeah, So Fresh
Do you know they're still around?
No, they're not.
They are still around. I'm sure
CD?
They're still around. Yes. I'm sure
See,
I went into...
people are doing Discmans. It's still around.
They had WAP on it this year.
But we were just talking about the So Fresh CD and Discman's, something that we all grew up listening to, the So Fresh CD.
Yeah, I never had a Discman though.
No, neither did I.
No. I used to obviously buy CDs and play them, but I'd play them in a car at a friend's house.
CD player or something like that. Yeah,
never had a Discman.
Yes, yeah, so I had a Discman, and
must
that's
what be nice. We're on the nice side of town.
Going all right with his Discman, isn't he? I think I had a cassette player too.
And you had a little CD case for your belt.
I had a little case for my belt. I remember I got it from David Jones. It had different CDs in it, but they were all So Fresh CDs. Grace, you've just blown Jimmy and I's mind because it's still out there,
it's
guys.
It's still out there. I Googled So Fresh Hits of Spring 2020, available at JB Hi-Fi for $22.99.
So it's a CD that exists.
It's a CD that exists.
$22.99 is, I mean,
it's quite steep, isn't it?
It's quite steep for a CD.
How much were they back? I don't remember how much I paid back then.
I don't remember either.
I reckon they're around 15, 16 bucks.
I remember we used to buy singles from Dick Smith for like $2.
Yeah, that's good.
Would you like Dick to know?
I remember buying CDs that just had like a song or two on them.
Yeah.
Or you'd get them for free in a magazine. Do you ever do those ones?
Yes. Or
there was the Coca-Cola one.
Yeah, that was Pepsi. Some cereal gave away free songs.
Yes.
And the Age of Empires.
Yeah, Age of Empires. Yeah. When I moved over to computer games, I kept my little CD case. You just have that.
Would you like to know what's on 2020's Hits of Spring, So Fresh?
Yeah, So Fresh, yeah, what's on there?
Obviously some Joel Corry and Amenike.
Head and Heart. This is a banger. You know what? They're always good songs.
If I had to guess one song, I'd guess this is such a
absolutely.
So Fresh
Absolutely. There's also some Calvin Harris, some Conan Gray, Billie Eilish, Amy Shark, Daryl Braithwaite love song. That's huge.
I forgot how good this song was. So Fresh 2020.
Daryl probably thought, no, I'm never going to get in a So Fresh CD.
Yeah, or again after
I got on for horses. I don't reckon he would have got on for horses. I don't think So Fresh was on during.
No. Or maybe. I don't know. Mm. Also some Kygo Tina Turner.
Oh, yeah.
This song's awful. Sorry for saying it. We spoke about it the other day on the show. It was Australia voted and said that this song they did not like.
Just listen to the original.
There was always one on the So Fresh CD that you would skip.
Oh, there's a couple on this one that I'd skip, but that's all right.
Give me another one.
Another one?
That I'd skip?
Oh, I'm not that into Hilltop Hoods. They're on there.
That's What's right. the song?
Which song?
I'm Good.
No, you're not.
This is Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nath on Hit.
Nath, you and me have been filling in. It's me, Jimmy, speaking. Nath's here. Producer Grace is here. We've been filling in around Australia for 3 weeks. So, you know, if you're loving it, thanks. If you're hating it, well, there's one more show after this one. Back to regular programming.
You sound a little bit down.
Look, I am down because I had an idea when we kicked off. We had 3 weeks and we had a bit of downtime. We didn't have much going on.
No.
There's no one really here in the offices.
No, there's no one in the office. Yeah.
So I thought we could try and land a big fish. So we asked Australia. We did it on the show. We did it on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. And we said, who do you want us to go after? The top three responses were Beyonce, Zac Efron and Russell Coit.
Mm.
And then we put them up and went, all right, between Zac Efron, Beyonce and Russell Coit, who do you want? And everyone said, Russell Coit.
We're so coit up, got this feeling in, coit up. We don't know where he is, but we want him, yeah, we're wishing. We're so coit up,
yeah, we want you, Russell.
Now, look, I'm a bit sad, and I'm going to explain what we want in a sec, but, you know, if we don't get Russell Coit, because we've only got one more show, so we've got the rest of this show, we've got about an hour and a half today, we've got 3 hours tomorrow, but if we don't get him, at least I made producer Grace sing Coit Up.
Yeah, you did.
I really regret doing that. Which Every time it plays, I go, God, not this again.
Can you do the line?
Me a live coit up?
Coit up.
Can you also say, yeah, we want you, Russell?
Yeah, we want you, Russell.
Wow, there's some live ones. She's the lady who does those lines.
Mm. Australia, if you ever run into producer Grace, I want you to go to her. Can you do the coit up thing?
Yeah.
Please
are you the
don't
coit
do
up girl?
Please don't do that.
Yeah.
That's not what I want to be known for.
Oh, well, you know, you don't get to pick, mate.
Too late, mate. You're on national radio.
Yeah.
That's what you're now known for.
Now, look, Nath, you did your bit this week. You've been calling all different types of places where you thought Russell might be.
Yeah, I've been trying to get onto different people just to open up the eyes and ears of Australia to try and get Russell Coit on the show called the Daintree Rainforest Tourist Centre. No luck there. Called in a Port Macquarie workwear. They sold a Cobras. Obviously, we know Russell Coit wears a Cobras. No luck there. Also called Hopi Sheep Shearing. No luck there because we know Russell Coit did film an episode, Sheep Shearing. Again, no luck. 3 from 3, 3 strikes.
Now, as I said, yeah, you're absolutely useless. But You have inspired me. You have been very useful the last couple of weeks because you did two things on the show that I loved. You did Is Your Name Chris? Call the Show.
Yeah.
That was for Chris
Mars. Yeah.
You did Is Your Name Eve? Call the Show for New Year's Eve. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been inspired by you, mate.
Okay.
So I thought I could I'd take a leaf out of your book
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to ask on 131060, call us if your name's Russell.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
It's genius.
Much like you did with the Chris's and the Eves, I'm going to do it with the Russells in the hope that Russell Coit is listening to the show and he calls up because he goes, oh, hey, my name's Russell. I'll give the boys a call.
Might call through for some FitTech headphones, which is what we're giving away.
Is that what we're going to?
We are going to give those away. So 131060, if your name is Russell, will we extend it to if you know a Russell or you're not comfortable doing that?
No, earlier in the show you mentioned that, and I'll be honest, pissed me off a little bit because I'm like, that's no. But I've thought about it, yes, because someone may know him.
Okay.
So if your name is Russell or you know a Russell, 131060.
This also saves us a little bit because if we don't end up getting Russell Coit tomorrow, least we hopefully will get at least one Russell on the show. A Russell.
Yeah, you know? and you don't know, Russells all sound very similar.
Do they?
We'll find out.
131060, jump on the phones right now. If your name is Russell, if you know a Russell, if you do that, we have some headphones to give away. FitTech Evolution headphones, get the latest in fitness technology with crisp sounding Bluetooth headphones. FitTechEvolution.com.au, you want them? We need Russells to call a show. Do you know one? Are you one? 131060.
Nath, we just have asked 131060, is your name Russell? Because we are Coita.
We're so Coita. Got this feeling in Coita. We don't know where he is, but we want him. Yeah, we're wishing. We're so Coita.
Yeah, we want you, Russell.
Yes, we are Coit up, Nath, because Australia is Coit up.
Yeah.
They got us Coit up.
Mm-hmm.
They said, boys, we'd love for you to chat to Russell Coit. Try and get him on the show. Now, we have about, I don't know, an hour 20 left to today's show.
Yeah, and then we've got 3 hours tomorrow.
And that's the deadline.
And that's it, because we don't work outside 6 to 9.
No.
So if it doesn't happen within these hours, don't worry about it.
I mean, Nathan, I could run in at the pub tomorrow at lunch, but you'll never hear about it. So look, I've been inspired by you because a couple of weeks ago you asked people to call their names Chris.
Yep.
Last week you asked people to call their names Eve.
Yeah, because we did Christmas and New Year's Eve. Big successes.
Yeah, no, you're right. Everyone I've spoken to has said the greatest things we've ever done on this show. Producer Grace actually said to me earlier, she's like, greatest thing you've ever done,
absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And as I said, mate, it's so good. Your brain is so big and you're the smartest, funniest guy I know. You've inspired me to ask the same question.
I'm the smartest, funniest person you know?
Yep.
We need to get you out,
man. I've been drinking this morning. But I thought, look, we can ask people if their name's Russell, if they know a Russell, in the hope that someone may know Russell Coit.
All right, let's go to the phones. Disappointing straight away because we've got Christy. Christy from Queensland. Hi, Christy. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, Christy. Now, obviously, your name isn't Russell, but...
Could be Christy Russell.
It's not. Is your last name Russell?
No.
No.
Okay. What's the connection to Russell, Christy?
It's my childhood friend's now ex-husband.
Childhood friend's now ex-husband. I mean, it's okay. Loose, but it's a connection.
But you do know Russell. That's good. Okay, Christy. Is that Russell Coit?
No.
No. Okay. Damn. No, that's fine.
That's all right.
Fine.
You never know. And it was worth a shot.
It was worth a shot.
It was worth a shot. All right. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you, Christy.
Ron.
Now, it's the process of elimination. We've got rid of that Russell.
Yeah, we now know.
That Russell is not our Russell.
So if anything, we're a closer. Step closer
certainly
to Russell
are.
Coit.
Yep.
Ron from Hobart. Ron, a.k.a. Russell, potentially?
No, boys. But my brother is a Russell.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, Ron, you know the next question. You know what's coming. Is your brother Russell Coit?
Well, he's clumsy.
He's clumsy.
It's not,
it's not a no. It's not a no. But
he likes going outside, but no. His last name's not Coit.
Damn.
Does it start with a C?
Only when I call him by his nickname.
Is that appropriate for the radio
show?
No, I
don't think it might be. All right. Well, again, a step closer, two Russells that we have eliminated.
Yeah, well, there's two Russells now in Australia that we know we don't need to look for.
Samantha from Hobart. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Not too bad. How about you?
Going all right, Sam. I mean, we're not over the moon.
No, Sam, I've been better. I mean, I promised Australia I'd get him a big fish. I now have... I don't know, this show and tomorrow's show to try and land Russell Coit. And I reckon you're about to tell us you know a Russell and it's Russell Coit.
No, unfortunately.
Who's the Russell, Sam?
It's a good friend's brother.
Good friend's brother. Now, are you sure that this isn't Russell Coit? How long do you know the good friend's brother?
Many years.
Many years.
So long enough to clearly identify that this man is not Russell Coit.
Unfortunately.
Sam, does this Russell wear an Akubra?
No.
Has he ever been on TV?
No, I don't. Oh, maybe, actually. Oh. Yeah, I think he's been on there for a work ad.
A work ad. Was his job
adventuring around the country?
No.
Damn.
But, again, we've now eliminated three Russells.
Jim, this is exciting.
Yeah.
We've got one more caller left.
Oh, stop it. I thought we only had three calls.
We have one more caller left. Call, okay. This person is from Orange, and this person's name is Russell.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Russell from Orange. Hello, Russ. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
I don't want to get upset, but I haven't spoken to Russell Coit ever. I don't know if that's his voice. Is this Russell Coit?
Yes.
I don't believe you. I'm sorry. I've got no time for lying, Russells. All right,
Russell.
Hang on.
Okay. Oh.
I am. Stepbrothers with Russell Coit.
Your stepbrothers with Russell Coit. But is your name Russell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your name is Russell, and your stepbrother is Russell Coit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe you.
No lie.
No lie. You swear.
Is there something you can say to prove that your stepbrother is Russell Coit?
Well, we've done a little bit of testing.
Yep.
Like DNA.
DNA, not COVID testing, DNA, DNA testing.
No.
Yeah.
And it come back with Russell Coit.
It just came back and said, hey, you're not going to believe it, Russell from Orange, but your stepbrother is Russell Coit.
Positive Russell Coit.
That's what it said.
Yep.
On Ancestry.com or something, it came back and goes, you're not going to believe it, Russell from Orange. Russell Coit is your stepbrother.
Yep.
I'll take it. Oh, how good is that? Some live Little Mix Black Magic around the country for your summer brekkie. You are with Jimmy and A.
If you'd love
to see them live.
If you're listening to the show and you're a bit confused, what's that? What's going on here? Is this a live version of Little Mix Black Magic? Yes. Nathan and I were a bit confused when we started playing the song. We didn't know what we were listening to. Didn't know it was happening, but it's Concert in the Clouds, guys.
Of course it is.
Concert in the Clouds. Get that live music feeling on your radio. I didn't make that up myself. Just reading the thing in front of me.
I thought that was all yours, mate.
It's back this Sunday from midday, so you can hear all your favourite hit artists performing live on your radio, Concert in the Clouds, this Sunday from midday. You can hear some more stuff like that. That's why we heard that live version.
Absolutely brilliant. And, Jim, speaking of artists, yesterday on the show, we had
artists
Hans.
You love.
Artists you love. Yesterday on the show, we had an international superstar. He's a sex symbol and accordionist. You may have seen him pretty much on every breakfast television show going around. That is, of course, Hans. We had Hans on the show yesterday. And yesterday, Jim, I laid down a bit of a challenge for him because, obviously, we're heading into 2021. I'll tell you what isn't going away, and that's coronavirus.
No. If anything, there's new versions of it around the world.
100%.
Coronavirus 2.0.
Yeah. Is that what it's officially called?
Next level.
Yeah. So reheated. Coronavirus reheated. So what I did was I asked Hans, as somebody who's quite influential, to help us put a message out to the country using his name, using his singing ability. And I asked him to make a song called Wash Your Hands. Now, we asked him to do this live.
Yeah, you thought it was important for, you know, to keep that message for 2021, to keep washing your hands. Because I'll be honest, before this year, sometimes I didn't wash my hands.
No, of course.
But now, you know, I'm doing the back. I do the thumb thing. You know, you rub your thumb off.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you do that one.
Well, I never did that before.
You're supposed to do it for 30 seconds, washing your hands as well.
Sing happy birthday in your head.
Whilst you're doing it, absolutely. Yeah. So I didn't want Australia to lose sight of this message.
That's important.
So yesterday I asked Hans to record something for us, and we sent it off to Big Tim Hammond, who is an audio wizard, and managed to put something together. Let me present... Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Put the sending on your palm, do it round. We only got one chance. Whoa, whoa. Wash your hands, wash your hands. Yes, it's a chance, I can't do this second verse. Whoa, wash your hands, wash your hands. Yes, it sounds like the chance of a dance of an hour. I can't do it. It's too much like rapping.
Look, there was a part of it that's quite hard to sing, but the main message is wash your hands.
Yeah.
Which he did get out.
We just had the live version of Little Mix, Black Magic, and then we just had the live version of Wash Your Hands.
Wash Your Hands, of course. So just to remind people to, of course, wash their hands. So what do you think? How effective will that be as a message to get out to the country?
Well, yesterday I was hanging out with producer Grace at her mum's house.
Sure.
And how often... I just kept singing, wash your hands.
Yeah, it got stuck in your head. You kept singing, you're like, oh.
And I was getting angry.
It's catchy. This is
very catchy.
It's an earworm, isn't it?
It is. It's an earworm.
It absolutely is.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Put the sending on your palm, do it right. We only got one chance. Whoa. Whoa. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Yes, it's a chance. I can't do this second verse. Whoa. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Yes, it sounds like the chance of a dance of an hour. I can't do it. It's too much like rapping.
He's actually performing that concert at Clouds on the weekend, too, which I'm doing.
Nath, producer Grace, I've got some influencer beef.
Ooh, tasty.
Two.
Is it Angus?
I don't know any Instagram influencers named Angus. Nath, Aussie model and founder of Luma Beauty, Jessica Hart, has named her newborn baby.
Oh.
B-A-B-Y. Baby is everything I ever imagined and so much more, Jessica shared in an Instagram post last week. Now, this is apparently pissed off her close mate, Sasha Benz, who named her kid Baby almost 3 years ago.
Right, so these are two influencers, both named their kid Baby. And
friends,
then...
both named the kids Baby. Now,
okay.
Sasha, so Jessica's named her kid Baby, B-A-B-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha has named her kid Baby 3 years ago. B-A-Y-B-I.
Oh, it's a different name.
I don't know whether...
Baby. Well, what's the issue?
So this comes from a mutual friend who wishes to remain anonymous.
Oh, a source close to both of them, perhaps.
Who sent it to the Sydney Morning Herald on Sunday and said, Sasha was devastated that a close friend would copy her daughter's unique name, especially after she'd gone to her for name ideas. Now, according to a mate, Jessica gave Sasha a week's notice and she was naming her baby, and said, Sasha shouldn't worry because it's spelt differently.
Yeah, it's a different name. Different name. B-A, what is it?
B-A-Y-B-I.
B-A-Y-B-I. Oh, baby. That,
you know, I've got beef with her just because of how she spelt it, you know?
I mean, both names are dumb.
B-A-Y-B-I.
I'm just not, like... You know, you're calling your baby. What happened when it becomes a child? You're changing the name to child?
God, can you imagine how many times that poor child will get nobody puts baby in the corner?
Oh, yeah.
A better joke.
Yeah, but no, you're so right. What happens when they're not a baby anymore? Have you met my son preteen?
Adolescent.
And I'm finally changing my name to adult.
Have you met geriatric? Yeah, he's about 80.
Have you met grandpa? Yeah, what's his name? No, it's grandpa. Used to be baby. So what I want to do on 13 10 60, I feel like this isn't anything new. I feel like baby names get stolen all the time. My own story about a baby name getting stolen. 13 10 60, who stole your baby name? Now, producer Grace, you have baby names in mind.
Yes, I have a list in my notes app on my phone of every time I see a name. I'm like, that's a nice name. I'll just add it to my list.
But you would never tell anyone.
No, because I don't want them to steal my great names.
How many baby names have you got on the list?
Maybe five or six.
Five or six?
Five, like, in total, or?
There's a couple that are just boy, a couple that are just girl, but most are unisex names.
Is there one that you love beyond all others?
Yes.
What
but
is
it's that? Just started being added to a bunch of like most popular baby name lists. So now I'm like, I think I might have to let it go.
Okay, so it's losing its pizzazz on you a little
bit. Yeah.
It's not baby, is it?
It's
what is it?
It's not. It's Theo.
Theo.
For a girl or a boy, that's but
actually,
I like Theodore.
It's actually on my list.
Oh, no.
Quick, and first one to have a baby gets Theo.
Yeah, all right, go both of you. I'll take over the show. Do what you need to do. Give us a call, 13 10 60. Who stole your baby name? So just ask 13 10 60. Who stole your baby name?
Yeah.
This is after some influencer beef Two ladies both named their kids Baby, and they were friends, Apparently this broke up the friendship.
Good way to end a friendship, isn't it? By stealing a baby name.
The thing that it's a baby name, but they both call their kids Baby.
Mm.
And that's what it's
double confusing, really.
It's really confusing.
Yeah.
So one called their kid Baby, B-A-Y-B-I.
Which angers me a lot, by the way.
Baby. And then the other one had a baby three years later, also called it Baby, but B-A-B-Y. Why?
Okay, so many questions with that. Why would you name your kid Baby? But also the weird spelling of it.
I'm not a huge fan of the weird spelling of things.
No. So. Tess from Hobart. Hi, Tess. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, good.
Tess, who stole your baby name?
My sister.
Oh,
are you,
Tess.
Like, are you angry? How are you feeling?
Oh, look, I'm pretty much over it. And when my husband and I met the very first time, he saw me singing karaoke, and it was a Carly Simon song, and it was a song Jessie.
Mm.
And we always said that we'd name our first child, male or female, Jessie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good unisex name, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And my sister, she fell pregnant long before I did and took the name.
Did she know that you wanted the name Jessie, or was it just a coincidence?
I think she knew, yeah.
Did you say anything to your sister?
What can you say? She's just had a baby.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Oh, you can say a few things. That wouldn't be nice. But Rachel from the Central Coast. Rach, who stole your baby name?
My stepsister.
Your stepsister.
Okay, talk to us. What happened?
Well, basically, I just had my third little boy, and we were talking about whether or not I'd have another one. And I, you know, said if I had a little girl, you know, I would name her Indigo. And probably less than a year later, she fell pregnant and let it slip that she was going to name her little girl Indigo.
Oh!
Now, did she say she got it from you? Did she own up to it?
She didn't, but when her partner told me that's what they were naming their baby, she looked very sheepish.
Oh. Did you say anything?
I didn't say anything, no, but I've pretty much cut ties now because that really upset me.
Oh, you've cut ties?
So you're done?
Yeah, I mean, that's one part of why I've cut ties, but yeah, that really dug the knife in.
I kind of want to know the other reasons why. Maybe we should just keep talking off air. You know what I mean? Like just a full breakdown of a relationship.
It'll be all day.
We're so coyed up, got us feeling him coyed up. We don't know where he is, but we want him, yeah, we're wishing. We're so coyed up.
Yeah, we want you, Russell.
Yeah, we want Russell Coyd. And look, we're getting desperate. The show's nearly over for today. We've got one more show.
Yeah.
We still don't have Russell Coyd.
3 more hours to get him on.
Yeah. What is it, like 5 minutes today, 3 hours tomorrow? We get it right.
And if you take ads and news out of that, we've got even less time.
Oh, don't tell people how little we work. So look, earlier in the show, I was inspired by you, Nathan, and I asked the question, 131060, is your name Russell or do you know a Russell in the hopes that someone knows Russell Coyd or is Russell Coyd?
Well, we didn't have much success earlier in 7:30. We had some Russells. We had some people who knew Russells. None of them were Russell Coyd. We're going to try again, Jim. Okay, we're going to try again. I've got our fingers and toes crossed. Ryan from Mackay. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Going all right, Ryan. Your dad is a Russell.
He is.
Okay.
He's a Russell. He works outside.
Yeah.
And his last name does start with a C.
Is this it? Ryan from Mackay with the goods. Is your dad, Ryan, Russell Coyd?
No.
No. Ryan. What is your dad's last name?
Chambers.
Close.
Yeah, Russell
I mean, it's not
Chambers.
Coyd, but Russell Chambers.
Does he, I mean, Coyd. Is there like a Russell committee that he hangs out in and Russell Coyd is part of that committee or?
None that I'm aware of.
Not that you're aware of. Go and ask him and call back.
Yeah,
and
again, it's a positive. We've crossed another Russell off the list.
Well, we do have another Russell on the phone, Jim. We got one, but do you want to take one more Russell in the hope that it is Russell Coyd?
Nah, don't worry about it. We're out of time.
Sorry, Russell from Cairns. Russell from Cairns, welcome, mate. How are you?
Oh, good, mate. How are you going?
We're going all right.
That sounds very Russell Coyd like.
Very Russell Coyd. And he lives in Cairns.
I've been mixed up before, so.
When you say mixed up, I am Russell Coyd and I'm calling the show and it's great to be here, boys.
All over the place, mate.
Okay, so is this Russell Coyd?
Nah, sorry, mate. Been confused by it before, so. Yeah,
so people have chatted to you, seen you and gone, hey, are you Russell Coyd?
Oh, yeah, mate. They're constantly. Very clumsy like he is.
All right, do you look like Russell Coyd?
Nah, probably better looking.
We've got the better looking Russell Coit's not going to call now. We've slandered him.
Yeah, the last show tomorrow. And look, if you have enjoyed it, hopefully we've entertained you a little bit. Maybe you've learned something. Probably not, though. Give us a follow on Instagram.
You've let wine not to listen to radio.
Yeah. The people, your real shows will return, and you don't need to worry about us two idiots with our producer, Grace. You're not an idiot, Grace.
Thanks for not including me in two idiots.
No, you're definitely not the idiot. No. You're the smartest one of the bunch.
Look, now, yeah, it is our last show tomorrow. If you have enjoyed us, follow us on Instagram at Jimmy Nath. Keep up to date with all our shenanigans.
Mm.
But what I'm going to do right now on behalf of Nath, myself, and producer Grace is promise that tomorrow, it is our last day filling in Summer Breakfast around Australia. I promise on behalf of all three of us, we will find a way to get Russell Coit on the show.
I don't know if you can say that.
No, you're right.
You've always told me never to make promises that you know you 100% can't keep.
No, you're right, but I need to take a leaf out of your book, mate. I'm always the half-glass empty type of bloke.
Yeah, but I always get in trouble for doing that.
Yeah, but you don't do it right. I promise, just me, Jimmy, not Nath. Grace, are you in on it?
No, Grace is out of work. Sit on the fence here.
It's just Jimmy. I will get Russell Coit on the show tomorrow. Adios, Australia.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.